You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
There are words that are auto-antonyms or can hold two opposite meanings at the same time, such as sanction and table. And it's possible for a phrase to work that way too, such as take care of.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth. Joining us now over Skype is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzon. Hey there, Ann.
Good morning.
And as you mentioned, we've talked about words like this in the past. That's what they say has covered table and peruse, words like that. I had never thought of take care of.
Neither had I. And I quite like auto-antonyms, these words that can simultaneously mean their opposite. And, you know, you think about something like dust, where it can mean to take the dust off, you dusted the table, or it can mean to put the dust on, we dusted the cake with powdered sugar. Now, someone pointed out to me that the phrase take care of can do something very similar. Let's start with the meaning of take care of, as in, you know, you're taking care of the baby or you're taking care of someone who is sick, where it means to look after. I assume you use it that way.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I'm taking care of my brother's dog this weekend, something like that.
Are you really?
No, I wish I was. I love my brother's dog.
All right. Well, onwards. So that's obviously one very common meaning of take care of. But now think about this sentence. This antibiotic should take care of the infection.
Get rid of the infection.
Exactly. In one case, we have to protect, to look after, and in another, we have to get rid of. Now, how did we get here? And here we go into the history of the word care, which is actually quite interesting in English. It's a Germanic word, and if you go back to Old English, its early meanings are sorrow or mental anguish, as well as fear or doubt or concern. And you'll still hear care used this way, as in set your cares aside.
Yeah, I do hear people say that still from time to time.
Right, and that would be set your concerns or your fears aside.
Yeah, don't worry.
And in these early meanings, care can also mean serious attention. And we still have that in something like, I read it with great care. Now, just as an aside here, the word careful in its earliest meanings meant full of sorrow. You were full of cares. But now it means full of attention or concern for something, attentive to. And careless in its earliest meanings was synonymous with carefree, as in you were without those anxieties or troubles. And now careless would be not paying enough attention. Now, this idea of attention informs a later meaning of care, which is oversight, with the purpose of protection or preservation. We see this by the 16th century. This would be the meaning when you're in someone's care, you're in their oversight for protection. And we still see this when you're addressing an envelope and you put care of so-and-so. And this meaning of care is then the care in take care of. And take care of, which you see by the 1500s, from early on meant both to look after and to deal with or dispose of, as in a problem to be taken care of. Now, I don't want this second meaning of take care of always to feel negative. You know, if I say something like, that should take care of it, that could be a really good thing.
I might say, hey, I'll take care of the dishes tonight. Don't worry.
And I would say, thank you. And then there are situations where it might sound perhaps a little more threatening, like you take care of it or I will.
Yeah, that's starting to sound a little Tony Soprano-ish.
And just to remember, so it can have the kind of good sense of take care of, this scarier sense of take care of, or really just neutral senses of I'll take care of it, which just means I'm responsible, I'll deal with it. I may not dispose of it, but I'll resolve it somehow. I'll take care of it.
Well, I guess that takes care of that in the most neutral sense of the phrase. Thanks so much, Ann.
Have a good one.
Ann Curzon is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.